Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How I Wish I Had Taught Maths is a professional education book by Craig Barton, a mathematics teacher, advisor, podcaster, and creator of teaching resources. The book combines classroom reflection with research from cognitive science, memory studies, psychology, and behaviorally informed education. Its purpose is not to present a universal script for teaching mathematics, but to examine how teaching decisions affect attention, understanding, practice, retention, and transfer. Barton frames the book around what he believes he would change if he could begin his teaching career again, drawing on his own mistakes. Conversations with educational researchers and practitioners, and experiments with students and colleagues. The result is a practical but research-conscious guide for secondary mathematics teachers. Its distinctive value lies in translating evidence into choices that teachers make daily: how to explain, how to question, when to give examples, how to practice, and how to check whether learning has actually lasted. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a reflective correction of intuition-based mathematics teaching. A central feature of the book is its willingness to challenge ideas that can feel intuitively right to teachers. Barton describes how experience, enthusiasm, and positive classroom atmosphere do not automatically produce durable learning. Activities may look engaging, discussions may sound fluent, and students may perform well during a lesson, yet the knowledge may fade quickly or fail to transfer to later problems. The book, therefore, treats teaching as a discipline that requires evidence, not only confidence or habit. This reflective structure matters because it makes the argument practical rather than ideological. Barton does not present research as a weapon against teachers, but as a way of revisiting decisions that seem sensible at the time. The repeated emphasis is that mathematics teaching should be judged by long-term understanding, not by immediate compliance or entertainment. This makes the book useful for teachers who want to examine their routines without assuming that all established practice is either wrong or sufficient. Secondly, cognitive load and the case for clearer explanations. The book gives substantial attention to cognitive load, especially the problem of asking novice learners to process too much at once. Mathematics often requires students to coordinate notation, vocabulary, procedures, diagrams, and abstract relationships. If a lesson adds unnecessary complexity, students may appear confused, not because the idea is beyond them, but because working memory has been overloaded. Barton connects this to the role of explicit explanation, carefully sequenced examples, and teacher modeling, rather than treating discovery as inherently superior. The book argues that beginners often benefit from seeing expert thinking made visible before they are asked to solve independently. This does not reduce mathematics to rote imitation. The point is that well-designed instruction protects attention for the essential mathematical structure. Worked examples, partially completed examples, and precise teacher language can reduce extraneous demands, allowing students to notice why a method works and when it applies. The practical implication is that clarity is not a superficial style preference, it is a cognitive support. Thirdly, practice, retrieval, and the difference between performance and learning. Barton distinguishes between students doing well in the moment and students retaining knowledge over time. This distinction is one of the most important ideas in the book because mathematics classrooms often rely on short-term signs of success. If students can complete a set of near-identical questions after a demonstration, the teacher may reasonably feel that learning has occurred. The research discussed in the book complicates that assumption. Durable learning is strengthened when students retrieve prior knowledge, revisit material after delays, and encounter ideas in varied contexts. This supports the use of low-stakes quizzes, cumulative review, and careful mixing of topics once initial understanding has been established. The argument is not that fluency should replace reasoning, but that reasoning is weakened when students cannot access prerequisite facts, procedures, and representations. Practice must therefore be designed for memory, as well as accuracy. Barton presents this as a shift from covering content to engineering repeated opportunities for students to reconstruct and strengthen mathematical knowledge. Fourthly, diagnostic questioning as a tool for exposing misconceptions. The book places strong value on questioning that reveals thinking rather than merely collecting answers. In mathematics, wrong answers are often systematic rather than random. They can reflect specific misconceptions about notations, operations, proportionality, algebraic structure, or the meaning of a diagram. Barton is closely associated with diagnostic multiple choice questions, and the book reflects that interest in using carefully designed options to make hidden reasoning visible. The value of such questions is not simply efficiency, although they can help a teacher gather information quickly. Their deeper purpose is to distinguish between students who have the correct answer for the wrong reason, students who are following an unreliable rule, and students who understand the underlying concept. This changes classroom response. Instead of reteaching everything or praising surface success, the teacher can address the exact point of confusion. The book, therefore, treats assessment as part of instruction. A good question is not an interruption to teaching. It is a mechanism for deciding what teaching should happen next. Lastly, practical research use, without turning evidence into rigid recipes. Although the book is strongly research-informed, it avoids presenting evidence as a set of mechanical commandments. Barton repeatedly links research claims to classroom decisions, but he also frames them through professional judgment. This is important because education research rarely tells a teacher exactly what to say on Tuesday morning to a particular class. Instead, it identifies constraints and tendencies. Memory is limited, retrieval helps retention, examples can guide novices, and feedback works best when it changes subsequent thinking. The book is strongest when it shows how these principles reshape routine choices, such as planning explanations, sequencing practice, checking understanding, and deciding when students are ready for independent problem solving. It also recognizes that teachers work under time pressure, curriculum demands, and varied student needs. The result is a balanced model of evidence-based practice. Research does not replace teacher expertise, but it can discipline it, refine it, and make it less dependent on fashion. Assumption, or the misleading comfort of a lesson that merely appeared successful. In conclusion, How I Wish I Had Taught Maths is best suited to secondary mathematics teachers, teacher trainees, department leads, instructional coaches, and school leaders who want a practical bridge between learning research and classroom mathematics. It will also be useful to teachers in other subjects who are interested in memory, questioning, explicit instruction, and formative assessment. Though its examples and priorities are firmly rooted in maths teaching, the practical benefit is that it helps readers reconsider everyday decisions: how long to explain, what examples to choose, how to sequence practice, how to detect misconceptions, and how to judge whether learning has endured beyond the lesson. Its intellectual benefit is that it gives teachers a vocabulary for separating visible activity from durable learning. Compared with many education books, it stands out because it is neither a narrow research summary nor a collection of classroom tips. Barton writes from the position of a practicing teacher who changed his views after engaging deeply with research and expert discussion. That combination gives the book its realistic authority. It is especially distinctive in showing how evidence can alter the fine grain of mathematics instruction without pretending that teaching can be reduced to a formula. If you would like to support Craig Barton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.